大家好，歡迎大家。A very warm welcome to Asia House. It is an enormous privilege and honor for us to welcome Chia Bun Kee all the way from Singapore. And I'll just give you a very brief background of the Sustain Commission, which CAS ran. It was a global call out to East Asian artists from around the world to create a piece of public artwork which would look at the idea of sustainable development from an East Asian perspective. So we had 49 submissions from artists from 14 different countries around the world. And so you can imagine this process of judging was a long and complex one. And we ended up with four finalists. Yodagawa Project from Japan, Isabel and Alfredo Aquilizan from the Philippines, based in Australia, Bailey Liu from China, based in America, and Chua Bun Kee from Singapore. And it was with enormous pleasure that the selection committee chose Chua Bun Kee as our winner. So I just wanted to give you that brief background as to what a landmark event Thursday's unveiling will be. A lot of effort has been put into finding the right artist to create, with the right sensibility, to create this extraordinary piece of work. So that's the background. And over to the man himself. So my first question, Mr. Chua, is what made you become an artist? How did you become an artist?
首先我们第一个问题是，您是如何成为一位艺术家的呢？
要成为艺术家很不容易，尤其是在我这个时代，我们在新加坡在早期是，我出来的离开学校的时候还是在第三国家，所以注重工业不注重艺术，所以必须要有很坚持的去维持。然后开始的时候我跑去造船厂20年，后来我打算44岁才过来这个艺术的生涯，结果44岁才改变过来。然后改变过来，我的家里的生活费各方面都得照顾，才不会受到家庭的阻扰。所以我就替新加坡一些上轨道的艺术家帮他们制作雕塑，就是他们设计我制作。
Mr. Chua says that for his generation to become an artist, it's really, really not an easy path. When he started, Singapore was still a third world country, and placed more importance on industry rather than art. It took a lot of determination and perseverance in his path to become an artist. He had worked in a shipyard for 20 years, and it was not until the age of 40 that he became an artist. Of course, going into art meant that he had to make provisions for his family, and he started by making sculptures for artists who are already successful. 我想您应该就讲到这里，就是您开始是为已上了轨道的画家，为他们制造他们设计的雕塑。然后呢，那您觉得这样做也 跟您的雕塑事业是有也有助于您的雕塑事业，
这样也不会跟我的雕塑事业脱轨，同时也可以照顾到家庭的一些经济的来源。在空余的时间，我就研究一些对美学有关系的一些知识。在这个好像这个什么哲学、书法、音乐、文学，然后这样也可以充实我个人的艺术的素养，还有让我对这个社会的更加有爱心，这样提升我的在我的艺术的创作得到更多的灵感。
So he began by helping successful artists who are by helping successful artists create to make the sculptures that they designed, and he didn't feel that this took him away from his path to become an artist. Far from it, it actually helped a lot, helped him accumulate the experience that he needed, and also made provisions for his family as well, in terms of financial provisions. In his spare time, he researched and looked into fields such as philosophy, music, calligraphy, and literature, and increased his cultivation as a person, as an artist, and also made him more caring towards society as a whole.
And can I ask, with that experience, gaining that experience, were these the main artistic influences on his own work, or did he also look at, you know, artists from around the world? You know, was it mostly the artists that he worked with that from the building that experience that he then developed his own style, or did he also go to study and examine other artists' work?
那您觉得您对就哲理书法音乐和文学的进修，您觉得这些是对您的艺术创作有更大的影响，还是跟您合作过的艺术家对您有更大的影响，还是世界各地的各种艺术家对您的影响比较多呢？还是都有影响？
其实各方面都有。之前所讲的学习那些哲理啊、文学、音乐，这些是我个人进修，跟帮其他的上轨道的艺术家，我也跟他们交流学习的很多。在其他外国的一些艺术家的朋友跟他们交流，大家都在互相的一些切磋，这些都是可以提升我的艺术方面的技巧，包括审美观各方面。
He says that his influences came from all of these things, both his individual studies, individual cultivation, and from his working with other artists and learning from them, also from meeting foreign friends and having discussions with them on art. They all helped to increase his techniques and also increased his aesthetic point of view, improved his aesthetic point of view.
Is there a particular artists working either in the West or the East that he particularly admires, or you know, he feels they're kind of like a role model for him in terms of what they've achieved or what they're trying to do in their work.
您觉得有没有任何一位艺术家您是特别欣赏的？甚至有时候作为榜样来。
其实我最欣赏的也是我的启蒙老师陈露济丹丁基，他在德国留学四年，最后是四年，然后回来我是他第一届的学生。开始我对雕塑的认识不深，我只是喜欢这门手艺。自从我老师启发我之后，我才知道什么是艺术性，什么是精神性。那从这方面追下去呢，是一辈子的。所以我就不停地往下一直追下去，一直在研究。
The person who inspired him most is his first teacher, Mr. Tan Teng Ki. He was also one of the teacher's first students. Mr. Tan really showed him what art is, what spirituality is, and he just went down this path and he looked more and more into this. And that's where he drew most of his inspiration.
So that brings me to the actual piece that you've made for London. When you got the brief from Chinatown Art Space, when you got the brief from CAS that we were looking for a piece that talked about sustainable development that was called the Sustain Commission, then, you know, what led him, what was his inspiration to create this particular piece? What was his creative process, his thinking? Why did he end up with Flowing?
那么当您接到伦敦 CAS 这个接程项目的时候，和这个主题就是这个永续 sustainability sustain 这个主题，您是有什么样的是有什么样的灵感？您为什么会选择这个饮水资源？用它来做题材呢？
因为主题是环保，保护这个地球嘛，所以饮水思源是东方文化里面的一句名言哲理，它是我们的长辈一直延续到我们这一代的一种名言哲理，是让我们很受用的一句话。所以我觉得这个饮水思源是最恰当这个主题。然后为了表现在雕塑上，我用这个草书开始，其实我是用比较容易简单读出来的写法，因为我不了解英国唐人街他们是不是懂得欣赏我的那个草书的说法。结果CSA 给我的一个意见，他说你那个原本创作的路线以草书的会更好。那么我很高兴，因为这个是我的路线，更加的好，很好的表现。
Just before you translate,
yeah.
你可唔可以或者揿一揿俾人睇多啲？Yeah, so 你而家開始撳一撳咧， 他会翻译，但系你或者俾人睇一睇你啲相。 So we're just going to show you some photos of his process of some preliminary sketch that he started with, and 你可以继续俾人睇。Maybe you can translate while.
So the theme was on the environment and about protecting the earth. So he thought about one of the wisest maxims in Chinese culture. When you drink water, think of its source. He thought that this was a maxim that has been passed by our Chinese forebears to us, and has influenced us a lot. And he thought that this was the most appropriate theme for the work. Initially, he wanted to use cursive script to design the artwork, but he was a bit concerned about whether people in Chinatown, whether people in London would appreciate that form or appreciate the meaning or the art form. But actually, Cass suggested that he followed his customary style and used the cursive script to develop the artwork, develop the design, and he was very happy to do so because that matches his vision.
Yeah. 一直改变，好像这边太长了，跟这边比较短。Yep.
So this is his preliminary sketch on paper, and he would write the characters, and then he would alter them and improve them. The first sketch on the left, he thought that the line connecting the four characters in between. That was too long, so he made it shorter.
加上，好像这边的变化，我一直在修改。修改之后呢，我就会再考虑到现场的结构。So
he would continue to improve the subtleties of the lines and the curves, and then until he's happy with it, and he would make a mold what the artwork would look like in the final version.
因为现场呢，等一下。Also,
the maquette would take into account how the structure. The real structure on which it would be installed.
现场我是要考虑到这个衡量，所以我的雕塑必须在这边闪过这些线条，所以我就以现场这个比例，我就创作的时候也在这边创作，那么变成。 跟真正的地方就不会冲突，也可以符合现场的位置。So
this scaled maquette is made completely in proportion to the real work, matches the proportion to the real work, and you had to take the ledges of the building into consideration. As you can see, the real building has four ledges. He had to make sure that they're not damaged, and he has to work around them.
这个是小模型出来的不同方向的照片。
This is the small mini maquette taken from different directions.
然后我在应用小模型的跟它画成这个 technical drawing， 这个是准备给 engineer professional engineer 批准，他们才知道我这个结构是不是合格。
So he then made a technical drawing for the engineers so that they can approve the work in terms of whether it would work from a physics and mechanical point of view, whether the internal structure would support the artwork.
And also the weight, I'm assuming, the weight in it is quite important.
这个重量是比较重要的，对。
所以这个墙是一个古老的墙，所以在重量它承受不能超过300kg、
mm-hmm.
所以
So this is a very old wall and the weight put on the wall it can't sustain anything more than 300 kilos.
所以呢我把它分成三段。
So he divided it into three sections.
就是在这个位置，这个位置跟这个位置，这个位置分开了，这两个位置。
Yeah, from those two positions, he sectioned them off.
这样它的结构就不需要因为长度而变形，所以我的结构不需要太强，所以它就。减轻很多的重量了。
So, because he sectioned them off, the internal structure doesn't need to be as strong as if it were in one piece. So, that helped to reduce the weight of the sculpture.
同时呢，在从中国运到这个伦敦，它的箱子。不需要太大，所以也减少了运输费。
And also, in terms of delivery and shipping, it reduced the weight of each carton and brought down the delivery costs as well.
Yes, just for point of information, the piece was made in Xiamen in China, was shipped over from there. So it arrived in Southampton Dock, came by road to central London,And you know, we inspected it, and it had arrived in perfect condition. So, it's had quite a journey.
Can you show some more paper? Then we'll see. 那我们看看，再看看多一些图片，好吗？制作的啊。
This is the foundry in Xiamen.
在开始制作这个雕塑，我必须用不锈钢管。扭出所要的位置跟结构。
So initially, making the core structure of the sculpture, he used steel pipes, twisting them into the structure and shape that he wanted.
之后呢？我们再锻造一些一片一片的2mm 的那个不锈钢片，把它包在外层。这是在锻造的时候是这样的，用铁锤一块一块小小块的慢慢去敲打。
And then he would forge using pieces of he would forge the architecture of the sculpture by using small 2mm pieces of stainless steel which would be forged into shape very carefully by using tiny hammers
这个之后呢就是慢慢的把它组装在那个不锈钢管上面。
And then slowly they would be assembled onto the steel pipes.
接下来就是要烧焊，因为他怕它变形，所以我们要用这个长形的铁来支撑它，不要让它变形，为了烧焊而变形。
And then it would be the soldering, but to keep the statue, to keep the sculpture in shape, they used a large iron frame, so when it's turned around during the soldering, it would keep its shape.
Actually, I mean, this belies his background of working in a shipyard. 20 years of working in a shipyard, all this kind of experience has actually added to his artwork.
那么您在造船厂工作了20年，积累那些经验，现在在这方面就非常有用。
得心应手，对。因为造船厂学习到一些结构学，跟一些烧焊的技巧，然后对金属的了解，都应用在我的雕塑上。
So he knows this kind of thing like the back of his hand. At the shipyard, when he learned about the structure of the metal, soldering techniques, and the different properties of different metals, he could use them all on his creating of his sculptures.
Real worker's artist.
啊，您是是您真是一个工业艺术家。
谢谢，这是学以致用啊，学以致用。
Just, he is just using what he learned.
之后把所有的焊烧完之后呢，我们就开始磨平那些表层不平的焊接。
So after the soldering, they would ground flat the soldered joints, and then they would polish the sculpture.
这个在然后之后呢，再用纱布，从粗的纱布到细的纱布，慢慢的磨，磨到它亮为止。
Then they use sandpaper from thick sandpaper to thinner sandpaper to polish the sculpture's sculpture until it's shining.
在最后的阶段，我才寻找要切断的位置，再才来切开。
It's not until the last stages that he would be cutting the sculpture in three sections.
Just because of time, could we just quickly go through the other images very quickly?
那我们快一点看一下，介绍我的，因为时间不是太多了。其他的，
这些是我的 commission 的 project。和平，这是在新加坡二战纪念馆外面，里面讲的是一些战争的悲惨的一些记录，所以我设计和平，就是说我们为什么要把这些记录播放出来呢？我们是渴望和平的，所以我就设计 outdoor sculpture 这个和平两个字。
This is at the Singapore World War II Memorial, and the sculpture expressed a lot of painful and tragic memories. And why do we remember these memories? It's because we all long for peace.
这两个字的在书法艺术也是有根据他们的创作的一些理论。包括西式啊，这个两个字的呼应都有在里面。
The sculpture has included a lot of the theories behind calligraphy. Although they're two separate characters, they are mutually enhancing.
I'm going to have to just wrap this up fairly quickly. So I just have one last question, and I'm going to open it to the audience out there. My last question is, what next? You know, what's the next commission? And also, what is the legacy of this particular commission? Has it led to other opportunities for him?
那您未来的项目都有什么呢？这个作品，这个饮水思源，您这个作品，您觉得做完了有何收获？它是否，您是不是因为这个作品？
而接到更多其他的承接项目，是否能给您带来更多的机会？这次英国华埠艺廊给我这个机会，让我呈现一个创作在唐人街，伦敦唐人街，其实也让我在中国。 被认可，他们邀请我在有一家公司在中国是排第六强的，他邀请我当他的大型雕塑的顾问。那么最近将在明年会开始已经签约了，在山东烟台市。 有一个83米高的毛泽东像，我是当他们的顾问，所以这个也是有了这个机会才有那个机会，我很感谢。
It was after Cass had given him this opportunity to create a work that would be installed in London's Chinatown. That he really received the approval and recognition of companies and organizations in China. This has led to him being employed by the sixth largest company in China to be their consultant on the large scale sculpture artwork in Shandong, in Yantai, in Shandong. Which is going to be an 83-meter tall sculpture of Tiananmen. He's already signed the contract, and work begins next year. So he's very, very grateful to Cass.
It's our pleasure, and I also understand you're also consulting for another large-scale project in Yunnan Province as well. So it's. I mean, CAS is a very small organization in London, so we're absolutely delighted that it's led to these kind of much bigger opportunities for him. So a London organization working with a Singaporean artist gives him international exposure, and then suddenly his career takes off in China. That's fantastic. So we're absolutely delighted. Please.
其实能顾到您也是 CAS 的荣幸。 我们听说您有另外一个很大的项目在云南，是一个蒂姆娘娘的塑像，是吗？其实您是新加坡的艺术家，然后能到伦，然后您创作的作品能到伦敦来装置，其实是为您，其实是Cass也很高兴，为您能带来更多。 更好的机会，因为 CAS 只是一个比较小的，目前比较小的机构。So
can I open it to the floor now? And any questions that you'd like to ask Cha Boon Kee? There's a mic there.
Thank you. I would be interested to know. How do you see the future of this piece in the London weather? Do you want it to change with the weather? Is that part of your vision, or do you want it to be cleaned every few years?
那您觉得伦敦的气候天气会对 这个雕塑带来怎样的影响呢？您觉得它会对这个作品有一些增加的效果，还是说，这个作品它需不需要去经常，我们需不需要经常去打扫它啊？
其实我用这个不锈钢来创作，它本来是这个华布一廊是要十年，结果我这个设计用这个316的不锈钢是可以100年，不需要太多的保养，一年只保养一次。
啊，您说那个不锈钢叫什么名字？
316不锈钢。
啊，好的。
它是如果每年都保养一次的话，100年都不会坏的。
The usual stainless steel that is used can keep for about 10 years, but the stainless steel material that Mr. Choi has used is the 316 model, which can keep for 100 years as long as it's cleaned once a year.
So actually this morning we met with the surveyor, the architect, and the sort of guys who were involved in the installation in Chinatown, and we handed over something called Corrosion X, yeah. You know, which lasts for you spray it on and it lasts for a year. So we've handed over 2 bottles of that, and they're very clear that every year they need to polish and reapply the same spray so that it doesn't rust. That's how we're going to deal with the British weather. Another question.
Congratulations. It's a technically very impressive piece of work. I have 2 questions, actually. Firstly, has the artist ever seen the outside in particular of the Lloyd's of London building? It reminded me of, I think it's Sir Norman Foster's design outside of that building. And secondly, how did he hear about the competition?
他说首先恭喜您，这个是一个非常好的作品。
谢谢。
他问您有没有看过那个 Lloyd's 银行，就是设计师 Norman Foster 他设计的一个楼，然后他再问您是怎样了解 CAS 这个项目的？
这个是 forging 出来的。敲出来的，
敲出来的啊！他是问您是怎样了解到关于 CAS 这个雕塑的项目？
是跟他们的项目还是怎么？
对，是您是怎样了解这个项目的？您是怎么样知道有这个项目的呢？
我是在网站，他们有写一个邀请函，
yeah.
所以我就知道，我很高兴，我希望能掌握这个机会。如果我是抱着一个不敢想说我会拿奖的态度了，但是我如果说我不参与的话，我就没机会了。我很希望说我参与了之后，万一我拿到这个奖，那么我是很觉得，就是说我可以更进一步的宽阔我的平台，有这个平台，我的艺术领域就会被更加的认可，那是很重要的。
He found Cass's invitation on the internet, and he was delighted. He didn't have the room to worry about whether or not he would win the award. because as far as he saw this competition, it's a platform for him to express his art and gain more opportunities.
Does he know that building,
Lloyd's,
the Lloyd's of London?
Norman Foster, 他设计的, he's not seen it.
Sorry.
Can someone pull it up on the internet? Maybe he can have a look
now.
I
can also let you know that in terms of how Cass put the word out, we consulted about 25 international curators. So my former colleague, Pat Ling Wang, who's sitting there, he and I, we did a lot of research, and we put the word out amongst all the kind of East Asian arts organizations that we were aware of. We also Googled and we found a lot of new organizations, and we just emailed them blind. So we did a lot of research, and we ended up with, as I say, about 25 international East Asian curators from around the world. And, you know, all the kind of different... The remit of CAS is Chinese and East Asian, so all the different ASEAN countries, Southeast Asian countries, as well as East Asian, Far East countries, East Asian countries, and also curators who were aware of artists of East Asian descent around the world, so hence entries from America, from Australia, from, you know, we really cast that net as widely as we could, and we ended up with about 49 expressions of interest. And then we asked our curators to then vote. So so I think Chua Boon Kee was one of the Singaporean artists that was nominated by a curator. Each curator was asked to nominate three artists that they considered of quality that would win an international award like this. And then from that list of 49, we then asked them, the curators, to be an advisory panel and to vote. So they had to look at all the work of 49 artists, all the links, you know, all their track record, and then, you know, vote third place, second place, and then we whittled that down from 49 down to, I think, either 15 or 16, I can't remember the exact number. And then the selection panel, which was a different group of people, which included Mick Brundle, who judges the fourth plinth. It included Julia Royce, who's from the visual arts department, particularly Public Arts and the Arts Council, Yvette Vaughan-Jones, who is the Director of Visiting Arts, Tom Welton, who is the Director of Shaftesbury PLC, who sponsored the commission, myself, one of the former winners of a previous CAS piece of public art, a Japanese artist called Kimi Yoshikawa. So quite a variety of different people were involved in the selection. And from that 16, we narrowed it down to 4. Then we had this enormous billboard in Chinatown because we also wanted to consult the public. So it was huge. It was the back of the fire station wall. It was about 7 meters by 4 meters. And the 4 finalists that were there. And we asked people to comment on social media. And then finally, a lot of deliberation, and Chua won it by 1 vote. So it was incredibly close. Okay. And on that note, I think we're going to draw things.
I just wanted to ask about this fusion, the play on word and image in your work, the visual and the verbal, because it seems to me a very interesting tension. What do we read first? And I'm just wondering if you're aware of that yourself as you create the work. Do you play on the word, the image? Do you distort? Just the process.
您的作品是这个结合文字和图像，是一种很有意思的一种结合。那您是怎样您对这两个方面是怎样
是怎样去看这两个方法，把它加在一起。在很早的时候，我在想，我是一个我的新加坡的华族，我的根是中华文化。 所以我希望说，我的创作呢，是从我的根那边发出来的一些灵感。开始呢，我就读很多中国跟西方的一些艺术理论，然后 我本身接触的是西方的雕塑比较多，因为我老师在西方的一些雕塑系毕业的，所以呢，我把这个东方的文字结合西方的一些表现的结构上的一些手法，我觉得这个是很有时代感。 也把这个中国文字在另一个层面的突破，从这个2D到3D的另一个欣赏，又有符合这个现代化的时代的一种现代雕塑的感觉，所以我就在这方面努力。 经过多年的研究跟改变，大概真正最后我创作了2年才敢向外公开。He
is in his heart he's a Chinese he's a Chinese man and his roots are in Chinese culture. So he wanted to create something from and take inspiration from his roots. He's read a lot on both Western and Chinese art theory, and he was initially influenced more by Western art theory as his teacher went and studied in Europe in various countries. But now he's combined Oriental calligraphy with Western ideas of structural expressions, and I think the work, the outcome is very much an expression of our times. There's a real modern feel to it, 21st century feel to the artwork.
And can I also say, if you like his work, I think his in-demandness is definitely on the ascent, because recently the Prime Minister of Singapore purchased one of his calligraphy sculptures and gave it as a kind of a public gift from Singapore to Xi Jinping, the President of China. So, you know, I think this is an artist to watch, and we've caught him at just the right time before he became too expensive. So, one last question over here, and then we've got to draw things to a close. So, one last question from a fellow Singaporean.
Correction, I'm Malaysian.
Malaysian.
Very young, my family taught me a very famous Chinese proverb: 落叶归根, falling leaves, returning to his roots. I was wondering whether this sustained project, did you think of this Chinese proverb, or you thought of flowing straight away?
当他很年轻的时候，他的家人教他一句非常著名的成语：落叶归根（falling leaf）。 当您创作这个作品的时候，你是否有想到这个主题？落叶归根，其实它是一个循环的哲理。
这个也是可能跟这个饮水思源有接近，但不是完全一样。饮水思源它是 有另一个层面的解析，落叶归根它又有另一个层面的解析。就好像一个我祖国，如果我在新加坡，我在海外很久了，我最终我很想回到新加坡，我落叶归根，我希望我能在新加坡安度我的晚年，而且把我学习的一些经验传给新加坡的一些后代，那个跟这个落叶归根是息息相关，这也是一个很好的一个名言哲理。
Falling leaves is based on a philosophy of cycle. It is closely related to flow and to the idiom of when you drink water, think of its source. But it has many different layers. For example, when one has been overseas for a long time and wishes to return home to Singapore in his case, and also to settle there and to pass the rest of his life there and to pass on what he's learned and the experiences that he's accumulated to the younger generation. I think this layer of meaning is very, very similar to flow and to when you drink water, think of its source.